This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In southern Colorado, the Aspen Acres fire has grown overnight, and it is now at nearly 67,000 acres with no containment. It's the top priority fire in the nation. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
A 650-person crew from Alaska took over operations in the fire burning southwest of Pueblo. Officials say more help is pouring into the state, and 100 fire engines are on their way from California. Mike Morgan directs Colorado Fire Prevention and Control.
My biggest concern keeping me awake right now is new starts. Because every new start, we cannot afford to get another large fire going on the landscape in the state of Colorado or in the Rocky Mountain area.
Any new fire would stress resources more. Officials are asking for caution going into this holiday weekend. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Thousands of people were evacuated from their homes because of the fire. KRCC's Shauna Lewis visited a few of the places in Pueblo set up to help.
The parking lot at the Disaster Assistance Center is packed, and it's really busy inside. There's conversations everywhere filling the room. People have questions, and dozens of agencies and organizations are there, ready to help with housing, mental health care, and more. At the shelter on the other side of town, Red Cross volunteers talk with evacuees when they first get there. Some aren't feeling well. Others just need a place to lie down and rest. There are rows and rows of cots lined up in a darkened room. In a nearby building, dogs and cats and other pets each have their own crate where they can be safe while their families get help.
That was KRCC's Shauna Lewis reporting. The United Way of Southern Colorado is launching a relief fund in response to the fires. The organization says it will work with local emergency agencies and community partners to provide aid at the Pueblo Disaster Assistance Center. They're also managing donations and fundraising for additional relief supplies. This is CPR News.